Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
By the age of 14, Keith Green's musical career had bottomed out. After considerable fame, he was now feeling like a has-been. At the age of 15, Keith left home. He was looking for two things, music and some sort of spiritual truth. It was 1968. The hippie movement was at its height, and Keith bought into it, believing it would lead to some kind of spiritual breakthrough. In all of the Eastern religions, there was some kind of mention of Jesus Christ. So he began reading the Bible. In 1972, Keith met Melody Steiner, who was also a musician and a seeker of truth. In 1974, Keith signed with CBS as a staff songwriter. The next year, Randy Stonehill, a fellow songwriter, invited Keith to a Bible study. Keith and Melody asked a ton of questions that night, and Keith became a believer in Jesus Christ. Melody made the decision a week later. He later said that he'd been lost in fantasy until God's love broke through to him. Of Keith's conversion to Christ, Randy Stonehill said, "His zeal quite often got ahead of his emotional and spiritual maturity. Keith had turned into one of the most blunt and unrelenting evangelists his friends had ever seen." Keith said he would have become a Christian 5 years before, except for the hypocrisy of Christians. All the Christians he knew were so busy getting blessed, going to functions and concerts, and listening to their Christian albums. They didn't have time for him.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website, georgeandlorraine.com.